Aged Devach. Yeah, we're going to pick it up from Gimel Amud Beis, Saita, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Tanan Hasim. We didn't quite finish the Daf Gimel, so we're about roughly 12 lines up from the bottom of the page, in the middle of the line. The Gemara is returning now to the idea of Eid Echad Neman. Eid Echad Neman, someone's computer is feedback. Eid Echad Neman by Tuma to say that the Znus happened even when it's enough. Again, so we're going to learn Daf Talib, picking up from Gimel of a base, 12 lines up from the bottom of the page. Tanasim. Shaya Bedin. Umay Disrashayna, there would be logic to say as follows. Umay Disrashayna, Shayna Sratu Israelim. Eid Disrashayna, in this context, we'll see the Gemara's going to explain later, but we'll kill the suspense and say it now. It's talking about Eidei Stira. We know, to remind ourselves, of course, by Saita, you have first Eidei Kina, you have first the husband's warning that she shouldn't seclude. Eidei Stira are that she was contradicted the warning and she secluded, Eidei Stira, and then Eidei Tim would be Eidei that she was actually Mizana. So here we're saying as follows. Umay Eidei Rishayna, Eidei Rishayna is referring to not Kina, rather Stira. Eidei of Stira, Shayna Shrat Israelim, Stira alone doesn't ask her forever. Stira alone puts her in a situation where she's asked her now until she drinks the waters. Once she drinks the Beis Saita waters, and she is unscathed, she's with her husband. Yet, even though it doesn't last forever, you still need to aid him. So the aid is at the end, aid is that she actually was Mazana, that will render her usher forever to her husband. Certainly, it should require to aid him. It should need at least to aid him. If Stira needs to aid him, certainly aid a Tumash need to aid him. Tamil Leimar, for aid him. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Ve'ainimba." This is a review. This drush that we had back on Daf Beis. Ve'ainimba kol sheyeshba. As long as there's edus, as long as there's even an aid, that's gonna be sufficient. Ve'ainimba tells me you don't have two aidim, but as long as you have one, that's enough to make her aser. Says in 1 second. So make kavachar the other way. If one aid is enough to say she's aser forever, aide tuma, aide znus. Let one aid be enough also for stira. Let's be kavachemer to aide stira. Uma aide zachreina sheisvat yisraelim miskampis beinachad madach the aide tuma, which makes her aser forever, is sufficient one aid. Aide zorishena sheina sheisvat yisraelim aide zorishena the initial aides, or again, it's not really the initial aides, it means the aides tira, which doesn't ask her forever. Ain't a dinch, it's kind of an echad. Certainly, ain't echad should be sufficient. Tamil Eimar, Kimatsaba Eves Dover. Therefore, the Pasad says, Kimatsaba Eves Dover. Well, Elena Eimar, Pishtaim Eidim, Pishtaisha Eidim, Yakum Dover. It says by Arias, by Znus, it says Lashon of Kimatsaba Eves Dover. Actually, that Pasad is really more by divorce, by Gerishin. But the point is, it says Lashon of Eves Dover by Arias, by Isha. It says Lashon of Pishtaim Eidim, Pishtaisha Eidim, Yakum Dover by Mamanis. And we learn out, Mada Vamulalan, Pishtaim Eidim, Afkan, Pishtaim. So too, Aides of here has to be up Pishnayim. So we're understanding that the Aides steer needs to be up Pishnayim based on Dover Dover from Mammon. Ask the Gemara, Hi Mechimatzah Ba'arvas Dover Nafka, but if you're keeping track of what we have back on Daf Beis, why are you learning it from Kimatzah Ba'arvas Dover? L'chayra, we remember the word itself in this parsha of Saita. It said, V'ein Eimba, the drash we just made, and then Echad is Neman, Legabe the Tuma, we make a diak, ba, legabe Tuma Erechaz Neman, but not legabe Kinui, ba, and not legabe Sira. Says the Gemara, the high me kibatza erba ever stubborn afka, you learn from kibatza ever stubber, mibba nafka, we learn from ba, bavle bikinui, bavle bistira by lay, lechai, we learn from bavle bikinui, bavle bistira, we already know that ba comes six good by it, by this din of Tuma Erechaz Neman, but by the other dinim, namely, Kina Vistira, you need to aid him. So I don't need Ever's Dover for that. I don't need Dover Dover Mamaman. Says the Mar, you're right. And the Mar really is addressing that within the Brayso, there was two different teachings here. Hachanami Kamer, this is what the Tana meant to say. I apologize. I keep going to Brayso. Actually, this is a Mishnah. What we've been quoting is a Mishnah in this Mesechta later on Daf Lamed Aleph. Says Gemara, Hachanami Kamer, this is what the Tana of the Mishnah means to say. Tamale Rabba, Bavle Bikinoi, Vable Bistira. Read the Mishnah as if it says, the reason why I know that Stira alone, Stira or Kinoi, Einachar alone is not enough, even though I would have a Kavachemer from Tuma, is because I have a diak of the word Ba. And therefore, it must be Ba, Dafk by Tuma, not by Kinoi, not by Stira. That's the source for that. The Tuma Ba'alma, whereas the wisdom we introduced, Dabar Dabar Mammon, is a separate question. Tuma Ba'alma, in general, Tuma in the world, Blake Kinoi, Blake Stira, without Kinoi, without Stira. Eirecha is not believed. Just like Eirecha is believed over here by us. Eirecha is believed to say that she was Mizanda, she has this. So to maybe Eirecha should be believed all over. How do I know when there's no kinus to your prior? Eirecha is not believed. Menalon, Nemar Kaki Batsubar, Vizdavar, Menalon, Apishnai Edom, Ishash Edom, Yakum Davar, Ma Davar Murlalon. Just like Davar over there is Shnayim, by Mammon is Zoe Shnayim, so too Davar by Erva is Mammon, Afkan, Edom Shnayim, so too the witnesses to the Znus always has to be Shnayim. So really, we're coming at that the Mishnah is almost like Chesura Mechsura. The Mishnah is missing words, and it really means to be teaching us two different things. I know that Stira is not going to be sufficient one aid because I have a Mia, I have a Drasha, Ba, it excludes Ba, Dafka Belagabe Tumma, of a Seita, Einachas Naman, but Alagabe Kinan Alagabe Stira. And I know in general, Ede Tumma, or Eidech of Tumma, is not Neman. How do I know that? Because I have a drasha of Davar Davar Mammon. That's just that part of the Mishnah was teaching me a general din that I always need to aid him. It's just reviewing the basic source that you always need to aid him by Erva. Okay. Tarabban. Eizu Eidus Roshayna. Now that we finished the whole Mishnah, the Bryce explains what was the Eidus Roshayna in the Mishnah. We already killed the suspense, and we said Roshayna in the Mishnah means Eide Stira, but let's see. It says, Zemar, Zu Eidus Stira, Eidus Achreina, Zu Eidus Tumma. The Eidus Roshayna in the Mishnah meant Eide Stira. The Eidus Achreina means Eide Tumma. Okay. Says Gemara now. Top of Dal Amar Aleph, and this is really going to be the focus of this upcoming Gemara, is the focus of the whole Amun, really on Tumma Beis. Simply, what is the Zman of a Stira? When she's warned not to seclude, and she secludes, if she's there for a quarter of a second, presumably that's not enough time. How long does the seclusion have to be in order to be an Isser? And that's going to take us onto the base, and interestingly enough, onto the topic of Netilas Yadayim. Okay, and the bar is going to end with getting involved with the topic with Gaiva, with haughtiness. That'll be really more the focus of tomorrow's daf. Okay. It says in the bar, top of the page, the Kama, top down of Manalf, the Kama Shir Stira. How long is the Shir of Stira? Jump in the top Taisvis. Bishalmi, Kol Elin Shirin, Achar Hataras Siner. So this is my words. We're going to have a whole list of Shirim. We'll have as many as 9 Shirim of how what the amount of time for Stira, the wife being safe to the husband's warning and being secluded with this guy, is very. They're going to be very short periods of time. And Taisvis just my words that it takes time literally to physically take off clothing to do the Avera. It takes some time just to take off the clothing. And the Yushalmi, it makes clear that the times on this list in our Gemara, all the 9 different times, are talking about in addition to the amount of time it takes to remove the clothing. Our Gemara doesn't make any mention of it, but presumably what Tay's saying is that our Gemara also, the Chayra, mean post those times, not including that time. A separate equation is, we know by Yichud, there's a difference between, I mean, the Gemara's really going to touch on this, the amount of time it takes to be Meratz the person to get, let's assume the man's provoking and the Isha is being the one that's being convinced to do the Avera, the amount of time it takes, let's just for argument's sake, so the amount of time it takes the man to get Ritzi from the woman, that you have to factor in that time as well, unless they're already Liba Gaspa, unless they're already very comfortable, so we know that Ritzi already could exist. Therefore, you wouldn't need that extra time. So these are two different elements. Our Gemara is going to address the second element of the Ritzui, the time it takes to be Meratza. Our Gemara doesn't address the other element of the time it takes to physically take off the clothing. The Yushalmi does address. Okay, but let's see. Kama Shia Stira. How long is the Shia Stira? Kidei Tuma, Kidei Bia, Kidei Ara, Kidei Kufas Dekel. Let's touch that again. Kidei Tuma means the time it takes to be Metame, the Isser of Tashmish, which is Kidei Bia. By Tuma we mean Bia. What type of Bia do we mean? We know this from Yivamis. We had this at length. Kadei Harar means minimal penetration, just machlekes if the male aver goes in even a little bit to the crown, or if it means Nishika, just a kissing of the two organs, but it means just the basic, the immediate beginning of Bia. Kadei Akafas Dekel, which is, how long is that? The amount of time it takes to circle a palm tree, what size palm tree? So the Rishayim already discussed over here, it means a standard size palm tree. The amount of time it takes to walk around a standard sign, a medium-sized palm tree. It will be relevant because later the Gemara is going to get into the shir or debate about from these other shirim given about nuances, as questions at least, nuances about details of it. And the Gemara never really questions the nuances of the hakafas dekel. And the answer seemingly is that we take for granted there's basically a standard-sized dekel tree and a palm tree, and we're talking about the amount of time it takes to circle that palm tree. Okay. Tiferet Bishmal, this is all shitas of Bishmal. We're going to have 8 more opinions. Rabbi Eliezer, the amount of time it takes to dilute a cup of wine needs to have like concentrated wine, and they dilute it before they drink it, the amount of time it takes to do the dilution. Obviously, these are very short times. The amount of time it takes to drink the cup of wine. How big a cup of wine, by the way, is it? We're talking about Irvius. So the amount of time it takes to dilute a cup of wine Irvius, or the amount of time it takes to drink a Irvius of wine. Ben Aza Eimer, Kenei Litzis Beitz, the amount of time it takes to roast an egg. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, Kenei Legaim, the amount of time it takes to swallow an egg. Interesting, Taisvani points out, jump into the second Taisvus, that Lecher Ben Aza was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. So why are we putting Ben Aza Shita before Rabbi Kiva? So Taisvus ultimately answers very simply that we're trying to go in the order. Like first we talk about diluting the cup and drinking the cup. Now we move on to eggs. Beshamit says the amount of time it takes to roast the egg. And Makivit says the amount of time it takes to swallow the egg. You're going to roast before you swallow it. So we're just going in chronological order of what goes first. Even though Rabbi Akiva was the Rebbe and Ben Azza the Talmud, Ben Azza's shita of the amount of time it takes for stira, that is in terms of the chronological order of what they're saying, Ben Azza's shita does come first because you roast the egg before you swallow it. It will be very relevant later in the daf, this idea that Ben Aza is a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, not just for this technical purpose and the fact that Tosfos brings up over here, obviously relevant just for that, but it'll come up again in the conversation, we shall see. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh Eimer, k'tei ligmaya, shalosh beisim zachazu. He says, not one egg, swallowing three eggs, one after the next, three eggs. Rabbi Elazar ben Zayi Eimer, k'tei likshor garden ima, the amount of time it takes for the weaver to tie two strings together. The amount of time it takes a woman to stick her hand in her mouth and remove. Kisim is like a toothpick. She's like splinters as toothpicks, but she's removing, apparently leaving it in there a little bit, to remove the toothpick, the splinter. Why Isha? Apparently women were faster at this than men. So we pick a woman, the amount of time it takes a woman to move the splinter, that's the amount of time, or how little time it is. Play by Emir. Kadeshatesha Yadol Asal. Little kicker, the amount of time it takes a woman to stick her hand into the basket to take out a loaf of bread. Even though there's no real raya to this pshat of flame of a loaf of bread, of the time it takes to remove it, Zechodov is certainly a remez for the famous pasuk comes up in this pasuk many very often, but we've had it before. The pasuk of Mishlei, Kib ad isha zayna ad kikar lechem. End of the pasuk is Veishas ish. Nefeshikar tatzad. The Ishas Ish, she traps tatzad, the precious soul. But the beginning of the pasuk is, Be'ad Isha Zayna, till the Kikar Lechem. So it connects Kikar Lechem with Isha Zayna, and that's a remez to Playboy's Pshat, that this man for Stira is the amount of time it takes for her to remove a loaf from the basket. Okay. Now the more before it goes on to explain actually another Braisa, which lists five of the opinions that we just quoted, but it actually moves them all down one slot. So each Tana is going to say the opinion of the Tana that was before him in the prior Braisa. It's going to be the Marzah trying to reconcile all that. Before we get there, the Marzah just focus on the first Shita. The first Shita was a little elaborate. Kamashia Stira, we said Kidei Tuma, Kidei Bia, Kidei Ara, which is Kidei Akavis Dekel. So the first Shita really was Rabbi Shmuel, which is the amount of time it takes to encircle a palm tree, but he gave a few ideas before that. Shear of Tumah, which is Bia, which is Ara, which is encircling a palm branch. What was all that? Says the Gemara. Tzrichi. V'chani lovely. Why do we need all those different measures? Tzrichi. Ditanit k'dei Tumah. If we just say k'dei Tumah, have a meaning k'dei Tumah v'artusa. Here we have the idea we referenced before. You need Tumah and artusa. You need to be Maratzer. You need a seducer. You need a persuader. So it means Tumah with the persuasion. Kamash b'lon k'dei Bia. Therefore it specifies the no. K'dei Tumah, which is what? Just k'dei Bia. She has to be alone. The persuasion has already been done before. Vitana k'dei bia for zikidei bia. Habina k'dei bia. Gemar bia means a full bia. Kamash b'k'dei ara. If it tells you k'dei ara, it means even the minimal penetration or the minimal bia, the beginning of the bia. If you ask k'dei ara, if you say k'dei ara, I'd still go back to thinking ha'ara with the ritzui. Habina k'dei ara baratzusa. Therefore, kamash b'k'dei tuma. That's why the verse is asking, why did you even start with k'dei tuma? We went back to initially state k'dei tuma in order to focus on the tuma, the kam k'dei ara. And how long is this man of ara? The amount of time it takes to circle a palm tree. Remedy. Now the verse is the Sira. And really to appreciate the Sira properly, we really should have like a chart in front of us with all the original Shitas. And then quickly speak it outside. Rabbi Shmuel was Kidei HaKafas Dekel. Rabbi Elazar was Mezigas HaKais, pouring of a cup. Rabbi Shua was drinking that same cup. Ben Aza was, easy to remember because we had the Ben Aza Talmud and his Rabbi Rabbi Kiva. Ben Aza was roasting the egg, the share of roasting the egg. Rabbi Kiva was the share of swallowing the egg. Rabbi Maaseh was three eggs, swallowing three eggs. Rabbi Yirmiyah was tying the two threads together, and Rabbi Chanan Ben Bichah says taking the splinter out of the mouth, the splinter out of the mouth, or the, like the toothpick, and last sheet of playboy was the loaf of bread. But we're going to see, we're not going to go over the last few, but the first four or five, the authors are just moved down one slot. We'll see. Remedy. Vinistra, the pasuk says, if she, in the parasha of Saita, she became Nistra, she became secluded with this guy. I actually keep teaching Vinistra that she contradicts the Kidoy. It really, I'm really misteaching it. Really, it means Vinistra. I mean, it could be, it's also a similar idea, but Vinistra really means that she went into like hiding. She's secluded with this fellow. The Kabbash Yastira, how long is the shear of being Saiser, of being secluded with him? Le Shemanu, we don't know the shear, because you aimer, Vinitba, Vinitba, Tuma. Does that kafas dekel? Not a problem, because who said a kafas dekel? Rabbi Shmuel. Here we have k'dei chazaras dekel, the return of the palm tree. We'll see what that is shortly. It means returning of the leaf of the branches, swaying back and forth. We'll get into that soon. But it's k'dei chazaras dekel to Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer is not shver. Why? Because k'dei kafas dekel is shitus Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Eliezer said before k'dei mizikas a kais, pouring a cup. Rabbi Eliezer says over here k'dei Chazaras Dekel. So right away, I can give you a simple answer. It's not a stira. It's the same shear. Chazaras Dekel could be the same shear as Mezikas Kais. So the Ramini, they're always going to ask the question and answer it. But L'chaira, if we're just keeping score as we go along, it's not so complicated the answer to the question on Rabbi Lezer. But look at the next shita. Rabbi Yeshua, who was the one who had said, not Kadei Mezikas Kais like Rabbi Lezer, he said it's Kadei Shtia. We're moving up all at the next Tanoim, one level. So that's going to be fairly simple now to see all the questions. Rabbi Yeshua says Kadei Mezikas Kais. He had said last, in the first price we quoted, he said Kadei Shtiyas Kais. But Azai, who had said roasting of an egg, what does he say now? Kadei L'Shtaisai. He goes up to the slot of drinking the Kais. Rabbi Kiva, who had said the amount of a share of swallowing an egg, he now goes to the roasting of an egg. Kadei L'Shtaisai Beitza. Rabbi Yudhav Abbasir Eber, Kadei L'Gaima, the amount of time it takes to swallow the egg. So we stop there. We don't have any more. Rabbi Yudhav Abbasir had said swallowing three eggs. So now we got problems. All these Tanoim are not aligned with their simple shitas. Now, we don't want to say Gersas. I don't want to say the Mesira was messed up. We'd rather come up with an answer to reconcile it. You can't say that, like the simple answer we're giving for the first Teretz, that Akafas, that Chazaras Dekel and Mezikas Kais is the same shear. You're not going to be able to say that by all of them, because then it's going to come out there's no machlokes, that they're all saying the same shear. There has to be that there's differences in the shearim, otherwise, there's no machlokes. So, Chazaras Dekel and Mezikas, no one had said till now, so that could be the same as. Mezikas Kais. But the other ones, we'd have to come up with other answers, as we shall see. Says the Mark. We assume that Chazaras Dekel and Akafas Dekel is the same at first. We already pointed out it's different. We jumped the gun. But we assume it's, at first it's the same. So we got a kasha now. Rabbi Lazar argues and says, no, it's Mezikas Kais. And yet, Hacham Rabbi Lazar, in this price, he says, Kadei Chazaras Dekel. He says it's Chazaras Dekel, which we assume is the same. There were answers, it's not the same. Rabbi, Hakafa Beregel. Hakafa of the Dekel is walking around the tree and circling it by foot. Chazaras Beruach is when it's blowing in the wind. The branch is blowing in the wind. So, Bayer of Ashi, on this blowing in the wind, Chazar Beruach. When a branch blows in the wind, we assume for short means at least the amount of time it takes to blow to and fro, right? To blow to and fro. But then when it blows back, it comes back to its original spot. It doesn't stop perfectly. It goes to and fro. When it comes back, it kind of almost like passes the original spot and then finally settles. It takes a little more time. So is it just to and fro without waiting for it to settle? Or is the amount of time it takes to go back and forth and actually settle? Teku, we leave it. Kaiv other, kaiv adukhtai teku, we leave it. Unresolved. We've had a few tekus already. We'll have a few in today's daf. It's been a while in the primus. I think we may have had some tekus in Nazir, but if you remember, we had a lot more in Nazir, in Durm, Tibayas. We had Tibayas. Now we're back to teku. Hasam Amar Rabbi Lazar. K'dei Mezikas Kais. So Rabbi Lazar had said in the first part, Hasam Mezikas Kais. Hacha K'dei Chazaras Dekel. Over here he says, Chazaras Dekel. It's a stira. Answer the Gemara, simple answer. Aidi v'aidi chachiru. The time it takes to mix a cup and the time it takes for the palm branch to blow to and fro is the same time. Givaldig. Hasam Amar Bishu Kedil Shaisai. In the first place, Bishu says, not the amount of time it takes to seek as a kais, rather the amount of time it takes to drink the cup, the revias. Hacha Amar Kedil Mizikas Kais. And here it says, Mizikas Kais. And here the first point that you can't say, oh, the Gemara's going to say it. Says the Gemara, Eima Kedil. Say, can they limzik vilishtais? For Rabbi Yeshua, you know what we're going to have to answer? That he means both. When he said last time, can they
L'shteisai, he meant to add to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, "Kedei mezigas kais," and Meshua meant to say, "and the drinking, not mezigah alone, mezigah with drinking." And over here, the second brisa, when he says "kedei mezigah," it means kedei mezigah and also the drinking as well. So that's what it means in both brisas. Rabbi Shua Shita is mezigah with drinking. Says the Gemara, "V'leim ayd v'edachat shiur." Why is it the same answer that mezigah and drinking is one shiur, like we said for Rabbi Eliezer, that the hakafas, the chazar sadekel, and the mezigah is one shiur. Says Gemara, "Imkain hainu Rabbi Eliezer." We don't want to have any of the two tanaim in the brisas. Any two tanaim being the same, and therefore we have to have that according to Yeshua, mezigah and shtia are different shiurim. But he means it's both; it's a combination of mezigah and shtia. And by the way, that's going to be a simple malach that we go in the next few tanaim as well. Every other tana we could say the shiur is the same, and then the tana afterwards we have to say he's combining the two shiurim. We'll see at the Maariv. Just spell it out for us. Hasamar ben Azai. Ben Azai, the first place it says, "Kedei litzus beitza." The amount of time it takes to roast an egg. Here he says it's about the time to drink a cup of wine. It's two different shiur. First says, no problem. They're both one shiur. And you don't have an issue now. What do you mean? Imkain, he's the same shiur. He's not. Because Rabbi Yeshua, who had said the shiur of Kedei L'shteisei in the first parasha, we've already been interpreted Rabbi Yeshua to mean Kedei Limzeg V'lishteis. The amount of time it takes to dilute it plus drinking. So we had no tana now. Now that we've reinterpreted Rabbi Yeshua, there was no tana in the first parasha saying, this price, but as it says, lishteis. Okay, that could be the same shear as roasting an egg. All good, not a problem. Now you get to Rabbi Akiva. Hasa Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, the first price, k'day l'goyma. Man, the time it takes to swallow the egg. Hacha, you know, here he says, k'day l'tzleis beitza. Man, the time it takes to roast an egg. Ema, k'day l'tzleis beitza u'l'goyma. We have to do like we did to Rabbi Shua and say, it means a combo. It means both of those. The amount of time it takes to both roast the egg and swallow it. Why don't we say the same type of answer that roasting the egg and swallowing it is one and the same shear? Say they have back to that problem. We've already established that Ben Azai holds that roasting an egg or drinking a cup is a shear. Those are the same shear. If Rabbi Akiva would answer that roasting and eating an egg, roasting or eating is the same shear, then Rabbi Akiva is going to be the same as Ben Azai. We don't want that. Then Rabbi Akiva would come like Ben Azai, and we can't have that. So if you're noticing a trend, every other one we can answer, combine. And the one afterwards, we can answer Chachira. Hasam Amar Rabbi Shua ben Mizera Kedei L'Goyma B'Shalosh Beitzim Zochazu. And the first Beis Rabbi Shua says three eggs, swallowing three eggs one after the other. And Hacham Kedei L'Goyma Omer says to swallow one egg. So that's a problem. And what are you going to say? Combine it? You can't combine it. In one place is swallowing three eggs. In one place is swallowing one egg. What are you going to say? Chachira? You can't say Chachira. One's three eggs, one's one egg. Says the Gemara, the Devar of Dharam Abkiva Gamar. In the first brisa, it's really a buildup of the last teretz. Once we've established Rabbi Akiva means the amount of time it takes to roast an egg and swallow an egg, Ben Beseira said to Rabbi Akiva, "Why are you mixing roasting and swallowing? Just take a larger amount of eggs." I, Ben Beseira, hold. Rabbi Beseira hold swallowing one egg this year, but according to you, that it's swallowing, that it's roasting and swallowing. Just talk in terms of numbers of swallowing three eggs. Says the Gemara. You're making a shear, which is telling both roasting and swallowing. Why don't you make a shear totally just swallowing alone? The shear of swallowing three eggs one after the other, which is swallowing three eggs one after the other, is equivalent to Sliya and Gamiya. Again, this territory only works once we've established Rabbi Akiva meant both roasting and swallowing the egg. Once he means say it means both, so we're saying that the three eggs of Rabbi Akiva was not his own shita. He was asking Rabbi Akiva, why didn't you say swallowing three eggs one after the other? I myself hold swallowing one egg is enough. Okay. Rabbi Lazmar, Yirmi Aymer, Aymer, Kadesh Shikshar, Gardinima, the time it takes to tie strings together, Bayer Vashi, Demarchik, Ay Demakarev. Are we talking about two strings that are far from each other? Or when they're close. Teku, we leave it unresolved. The assumption is when the strings are further, first you have to pull the strings together, then you tie it. It takes a little more time. And we're talking about very short amount of times, so every little bit makes a difference. We leave it again, teku, unresolved. Taisa jumps in and says, we touched on this before, why by Chazar's Dekel didn't we discuss how big the tree, or Hakafas Dekel discuss how big the tree is? How big the tree is? So Taisa says, Chazar's Dekel, Gmele, Begadda, Bekatan, Mishim, Diyada, Shiyure. We know this year. Why? So I said before, it's because there was a standard tree. The truth is that maybe if it's circling it, there's a standard. But Tyson's happy with that. Tyson's saying, certainly by the Chazaras Tekel, the branch is going back and forth. Why don't we say a shear? Not because we know this man, we do know this man, but not from the branches itself. It could make a difference if it's a big tree or a small tree, but we have a comparative zman. We already said Rabbi Lezer, who says mazik is a kais, that's the same shear as the chazaras dekel. So we're not going to ask how big the tree is in the branches swaying back and forth, because we already know we can estimate the size of the tree based on the fact that we know it's the same shear as mazik is kais. But Tais then goes further and asks, what about the egg? Why don't we talk about the amount of time it takes to roast the egg, how big the egg is, how big the madura is? So he says, because we already know it's the same shear as drinking a kais. And drinking a kais means ravias. That shear we know. But Taisus leaves fair, what we thought was not so shver. Taisus leaves fair. How do we know the shear of the dekel? When you talk about kafas dekel, bishmal shita, walking around the dekel, how do we know how big the dekel is? Shouldn't it make a difference the size of the tree? A bigger tree would take more time, obviously. A smaller tree would take a little less time. Taisus leaves fair. Tema. About kafas dekel, tema. Am I, like Kabbalah, why we don't ask the question? And again, I didn't make it myself. I spoke out before. The Mefarshim, right away, the way when it said Kedaya Kafas Dekel, the Mefarshim had spoke out that there's a standard tree, a standard size tree. They don't say what the size is, but the assumption is it was a standard size tree, and that's the shear that we're referring to. Okay. So I tomorrow right here. Chana Bechaseimer, Kedaya Tayshit Yada Lasech Pia Likta Kisim. The amount of time it takes for it to stick around in the mouth to take out the splinter, the thorn. Yeah. So, yeah, just getting back to that discussion about these shiurim, some are actually makbid on yichud more than, even though we're saying these shiurim would be the minimum festira, which likely be the napin, but it's enough festira. Less than this wouldn't be a minimum festira. But some have a chumra when it comes to yichud, assuming we hold the issue yichud zeraisa, with an erva for sure. If you hold the issue yichud and the kedushin discuss this issue yichud, if we assume the issue yichud zeraisa, some want to say that even less than this man is still us. You know why? Al chasi shir. Chasi shir is asu min ha-tayra. So if you hold, let's say you hold this man, the minimum man is 30 seconds, a minute and a half, 2 minutes, even longer than these manim, in order to amount of time with the Yishalmi. Again, Yishalmi, we're talking over here about stira, but it's similar to Yichud, about the amount of time it takes to take off the clothing as well, and there's got to be ritzoi if they don't know each other, so maybe it takes more time, but even less than that amount of time would still be an isser of chasi shir. Others say, no. Chasi shir is asr when it's a shtick isser, and you're having a half a shear of Isser, so Chatzis Shear is also Isser. Over here, if you don't have the right amount of time, it's not a Yichud. Oh, Yichud is only the right amount of time. So that's a Lumdus, and it's a Machlekes Lamaisa. Whether, again, a classic example where the Nafkin would be, could be an elevator. An elevator would be potentially a Chatzis Shear, but in most scenarios, it wouldn't be a full shear. That would be a classic example. Okay, says Gemara. Chana b'michasei b'kadesh yashiyada l'sech b'yalito kisim. The time it takes to stick your hand in their mouth to remove a toothpick, a splinter. By Ravashi, is that was like wedged in, or was it just, you know, in there softly? Again, if it's wedged in, it takes a lot more time. Very minimal, but this whole thing is very minimal time. Take it, we leave it resolved. Next, play by Emir. The amount of time it takes to stick your hand in the basket to take out a loaf of bread. Now, this one we're gonna have a whole bunch of shaylas. By Rav Ashi. The Mahadik, Idle Mahadik. Are we talking about a loaf of bread that's kind of wedged in, similar to the shalbakisim? It's like all the breads were wedged into the basket, or they were loose. Obviously, if it's mahadik, it takes a little more time. Chaldai batika, a new basket, or an old basket. Rashi explains the new basket has more sharp edges, and it has a little more pokes. It takes, you're a little more careful. It takes a little longer to get out the bread. Old basket is smoother, easy to take out the bread faster. Chamibim kiriba, a warm loaf, or a cold loaf. Again, a warm loaf apparently is like softer and more squishy. It takes a little longer to, you don't want to crush it, I guess, or also, you know, it's harder to get a better grip. A colder loaf is easier to get a grip, and therefore it comes out a drop faster. Top of a maize, pidechiti b'tazari, wheat or with barley. Interesting. This different Malcolm explained the way Rashi says the wheat loaf is much smoother. A barley loaf is more bumpy, and therefore the wheat loaf would seemingly slide out of the hand faster than the barley loaf. Others say a different loaf. Okay, but these all can affect how fast it is in this amount of taking out the loaf. Lastly, brekicha bakushi. Are we talking about soft loaves? Some say b'chiti and misari. I think, you know, whether what may crumble more. That's really going to be the next one. Brekicha bakusha, a loaf of bread made from a soft dough, or a loaf of bread made from a hard dough. Soft dough, again, will slip out faster. Hard dough will be more solid. It won't slip out as much. Teku, we leave it unresolved. All these different elements to the equation. Again, we're talking about very small amounts of time, but still, it plays a role, and we leave it unresolved exactly what amount of time. Amar Bitzak, Bi Yosef, Amar Beifanan. Kol Echav Ha'echad, this is a big line in the Gemara, Ba'atzmei Shir. This can open up a whole, you can have a whole Shir on this line. All these nine Tanayim that discussed the Shir of this Zman Sira, meaning, because they're basically discussing the Shir of how quick a Bia could take place, they're discussing the Shir based on their own personal experiences, how fast it takes for the man to be ready to have a tashmish with the Isha, how fast it seems like it takes for the man to be able to do his part in the relations. That's all part of this, and that's what each one was Meshayer, which is a Pella. At first glance, this is a Pella, because each one's going to let his own personal experience cloud the way he paskins a din in general for the Shir Stira. It's a very sure concept. So the first right away address, say no, Avadanat. Avada, each one, Rabbi Yechonos, even though he's saying each one had their own experience, it doesn't mean that this could his own experience, it colored their judgment. What it means really is that they were being Meshayer, that this could be based on their experience, this could be whatever Zman they're giving could be the fastest amount of time. But not that their own personal experience, whether it was drop short or drop longer, or exactly that amount of time, is what was deciding factor in what the Shir is. Some of the first actually take it a step further and say that it comes not so much the nine Tanaim, it sounds like they're arguing, but some want to say that the nine Tanaim are really explaining the nine different Zmanim that we find by mankind. These are really nine different Zmanim, and they're all representing the nine different Zmanim. Again, not so kishmak, because each one seems to be saying his own Shir and arguing. We have the Gemara that's saying that each one's giving a different Shir. It seemed like they're arguing. According to this Malach, it would be so much that they're not really arguing. They're simply giving nine different possible Zmanim, but nine different times that it takes for a man to be fully aroused, but not that each one is paskening his Shir is the only Shir. Okay, says the Gemara. Vayka ben Azai, Bam Kasha. Ben Azai, we know, what did he say? Nafshi, Chashcha b'Tayra. Ben Azai didn't get married. The Gemara in Yevamah says, Naf Samach Gimel. The Gemara there actually speaks about the importance of being married, having children, even if one already was married, and one already had children. He should get married again. Be'erev Tanchi Yadecha, even when he's older, he should make sure to still try to have more children, procreate in the world, have a wife, take care of his Yetzera, his Taivas. So the Gemara over there brings a little later that Ben Azai never got married, and he said, "Nafshi chashcha b'Tayra, what can I do?" And Klai Yisrael will preserve mankind with other people. How could he know the Shir of Bia? Says the Gemara, "Vikam Ben Azai Nasiv." Mark gives a few answers. Ibai say Menasiv Pirshavi. One answer is he got married, and then he was perished from his wife, and that actually Gemara Ksuvis on also easy to remember. Daf Samach Gimel, Yivamus Samach Gimel, Tzilasim Ben Azai got married. Gemara Ksuvis Samach Gimel says that Ben Azai did get married. Who did he get married to? Rabbi Akiva's daughter. Rabbi Akiva was his Rabbi. Ben Azai got married to Rabbi Akiva's daughter and then was perish. So Ben Azai would have personal experience because he was married to Rabbi Akiva's daughter and the Maisi was perish eventually, but he was married. Or you could say he heard it from his Rabbi. Ironically enough, who's that Rabbi? Rabbi Akiva. Well, I take that back. That was mentioned before. That's a little bit of a problem. We can't say here from Rabbi Akiva because in the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva and Benazai argue. Benazai said this man was the shear of Mezikas Kais / roasting an egg. And Rabbi Akiva said the shear was roasting and swallowing the egg. So obviously, he didn't hear from this Rabbi. Before I should point out that just because Rabbi Akiva was talking to Benazai doesn't mean that was his only Rabbi. He had another Rabbi. And that means he heard it from the other Rabbi. Obviously, this would be from a different Rabbi. V'ibayis Ema, Rabbi Shemilei, V'ibayis Ema, Sayyid Hashem Nireyav. Or we could say that it's Sayyid Hashem Nireyav, that the secrets of Hashem, those who fear Him, that people who fear Hashem are revealed to them, sometimes these secrets. He was able to surmise it, to understand it, from a divine inspiration from Shemayim. Now, the first time I speak about this, very, very important. Again, just like there's a whole shir could be given on the topic of a personal experience being related into halacha, there you can give a share on this topic as well. That we're saying Ben Azai had a divine inspiration, and through that he passed halacha. Is this getting back to the age-old discussion of passing based on paskals or based on hearing something mili the Shemaya? The first should point out avadanat. What's happening over here is Ben Azai had a divine inspiration to ascertain how long it takes for a person to have tashmish. Not that he was saying that in Shemayim they said, this is the Zman. He didn't get like a baskel, this is the Zman, a mezika zakais, or roasting an egg. He didn't get up a shabaskel. He got a chachma, pichas, to figure out what that Zman would be. Why? Two reasons why it has to be. Because if he was given a divine inspiration, like a Ruch Kodesh, and this is that this is the Shir, first of all, how could any of the other eight Tanaim argue? He has the answer for Shemayim. And number two is, we don't go with Shemayim. Le B'Shemayim. I know those are ironic enough, those two questions are almost opposite, but the point is, we have a problem from both sides. How can anyone argue on what Shemayim called out? Number one. Number two, how could we paskin based on it? How could Benazir paskin it? Le B'Shemayim. Rather means, he was given inspiration to figure out what this man is. Okay. Darash Rab Evira. Now we're going to get to really, I got to Gemara's. Darash Rab Evira. Zimnon Amar Mishmeh Rami. Zimnon Mishmeh Deb Rasi. Kal Eich Lechem Lani Hizdaim. Whoever eats bread without Hizdaim. Where are we coming up with this topic of bread? And why is it coming up over here? Because the pasuk we're going to quote is the same pasuk that we quoted as a remez to play my zman of the time it takes for a woman to take out a loaf of bread from the basket. And we quoted the pasuk of Ki Ba'ad Isha Zayna from Mishlei. So now that's what we get to the Gaza. One who eats bread without properly washing his hands, kilu ba al isha zayna, as if he was ba on isha zayna. Unbelievable. Shneimar ki va'ad isha zayna ad kikel lechem. Amar Rava. Rava, we know throughout Shas, we point this out many times, is always medayik in the exact words, even when it comes to drush over here. Now, the truth is, the first point that Rava would be okay with the drush, even if the words aren't perfect, if there wouldn't be a better or more a drush that fits the words better, but because the setup of the words aren't as schmack as he likes, he preferred to make a slightly different drush. I'm Rava. Hi, ba'ad isha zayna ad kikalechem. It should be opposite. Ba'ad kikalechem ad isha zaynim ba'ilei. That not treating the bread properly, with washing properly, is like being over on a zayna. El Amarava, kalabal isha zayna, l'sepe vakash kikalechem. Whoever is chalila over on a isha zayna, whoever has relations with a zayna, he's promiscuous with a zayna, he's going to and ultimately have to beg, he'll have to beg for a loaf of bread. He's going to become poor. He'll suffer poverty. Amar Abizveka, Amar Belazar. Back to the Yazayim. So even though Rava switched the type to the Pasuk, nothing to do with Yazayim, but rather to Znus and the ramifications, we're going back to the idea of Zilzal Yazayim and Seth Gemar Amar Zveka, Amar Belazar, Kamazaz Matiz Daim, Nekar Menelim. Whoever is Mazaz Matiz Daim is Nekar for the world. He's uprooted from the world. What's interesting is the Gemara elsewhere brings whoever is Mazaz Matiz Daim is going to suffer poverty, is to suffer poverty. So Rashi learns, Nekam and Ayla means, what does it mean, uprooted from the world? Rashi learns, uprooted from the world actually means that it's we know, whoever goes against the Gezeris Rabbanon, whoever's parents gather, Yishchenu Nachash. The Pasuk Kehel says, whoever's parents gather, should be bitten by a snake, and we teach to mean, whoever doesn't listen to the teenage Rabbanon, are also chayev like a Misa B'Tei Shemayim, like certain Dina D'Raisa, not listening to Rabbanon itself, making mezalos on the Rabbanon is reason for a Yishchan Nechash, which is a Misa B'Tei Shemayim. That's what Nekam Ne'el means, according to Rashi. Taisus is bothered that the Mar Shabbos that we mentioned before, a moment ago, says that one doesn't wash properly for bread, it's a omen, it's a bad sign, it'll lead to poverty. Taisus therefore wants to say, Akim Ne'el means through poverty. Akim Ne'el means through poverty, which in some ways is worse than just dying. Suffering a death through poverty, maybe it's a slow and more painful death, is a more terrible, and that's the lush of Nekar Min Olam, but about the Shins of the Mar Shabbos, that leads to poverty, is not a different outcome. Amar B'chiyabar Ashi, Amar. By the way, just go back for a minute on this idea that Rava said that one who doesn't wash properly in Diyas Dayim will lead to begging for bread, which again fits the Mar Shabbos, fits with Agamar, with Taisus Pshah Nekar Min Olam as well. The Ben Yada says that it's a mida kegemida because Rava said one that's mezana. Sorry, Rava was not this time. Rava said one that's mezana will lead to begging for bread. So what's the connection? We understand that washing hands properly can lead to poverty. A, it's you're not washing hands for bread, so now he's desperate for bread. B, he's yishchen nachash. He's suffering the punishment of being uprooted from the world because he wasn't treating the rabbanus properly. That we understand. What's the connection between znus and begging for bread? That's what I was going to explain. Says the Ben Yada, because the simen bracha in the house comes from the isha. The simen bracha in the house comes from the isha. And when a person strays and has relations with zaynus and he's not acting faithful, even though we know a man can't more than one wife, but that's considered being with zaynus, not faithful to his wife, not treating his wife properly, he loses the bracha of the wife, which brings the bread to the house, and therefore he can have to chalila come to a position of begging for bread. Amar Abchir, Amar Abchir Barashi, Amar Rav. When one washes his hands before eating bread, he has to lift his hands upwards. My fingers upwards. So we'll first go explain the second part first, out of order. Downward is because there's two reasons why machreinim, either you used to have this type of Egyptian salt, or in general there's filth on one's hands for the meal, and you want the water to roll off his fingers and roll down, the schmutzig water should roll down. What about mayim machreinim, why upwards? So first we'll explain because the hand, we could be the shtasai in Rashi, how much of the hand you wash, but let's say you're not washing the entire hand. So the part of the hand you washed, that's clean, but the part of the hand that wasn't washed, the upper part, may still be not unclean. And we're scared if you don't keep your hands, you don't hold your hands upwards, the water is going to go from the part of the hand that wasn't washed and roll back over the part of the hand that was washed and kind of be metamet. And if we hold it upwards, it should roll. If you hold the hands upwards, it rolls towards your shoulders, towards your wrists. It rolls that way. It's not going to make the water's not coming back down. And even time that was just start. We will speak out a little bit varlacha on this at the end of Mitzvah Shem, just a minute on this. But that is the idea of holding one's hand upwards by the tefillah time before he washes, and downwards when he finishes. This is the basis for a conversation we've brought up many times already, that the part and parcel of Atil Sedayim is not just washing the hands, it's drying it, because till you dry it, there's still a concern about hands getting messed up. So part and parcel of washing it is drying it. And that's why we make a bracha after we wash our hands. We make a bracha after we wash our hands, not before it. Even though normally we do Eglah Sassan, we're okay to make a bracha after we wash it, before we dry it, because till you finish drying it, you didn't finish the whole task of Nitzias Adayim. That's why you have to make the bracha till you dry it. That is what we're naig. We pointed out that Rosh Hashanah Shlita is actually naig to make a bracha before he washes his hands totally. Alts Eiver Lasyasan. Again, it's a unique sheet that most people are naig that way, but he makes the bracha beforehand because he knows the ikka washing is certainly still, especially, it'll be relevant. You know what? I said we'll speak out later. I must speak out now already. Shulchan Aruch brings that there's two eitzas why lifting of the hands won't be relevant. The Shulchan Aruch brings, if I wash with more than a revius, once it's more than a revius, we're not nervous about any of the water becoming tamei. Or if I wash all the way up to the wrist. If I wash all the way to the wrist, then I have to be worried, because past the wrist, we're not worried about tamei. It's only up to the wrist that I'm worried about tamei. So if I wash all the way to the wrist, or I use a revius, either of those would be reason enough to not worry. Ramah brings that even if you wash up to the wrist, still that those that are machber. Mishnah Berurah brings that the reason why Bezmat is that most people are not so machmir when they wash their hands to hold it up when they make a bracha. You see some people do it. But the reason why many people are not machmir is because we do both these things. We wash to the wrist and we wash with more than a revius per hand, and therefore it's not really such a concern. That's why we're not so machmir. However, the Aruch HaShulchan does say it's very easy. It's so easy just to lift your hands. It doesn't cost you anything. And there are shittas that are still particular, and therefore we should still be machmir. We should still try to be machmir that we wash our hands, hold hands up, make a bracha, and then dry the hands. But getting back to what we're saying from Rosh Hashanah, he used to make the bracha, he does make the bracha before washing his hands because of the Avilas Yasam, but we're not so concerned because, as we see over here, till you dry your hands, it's not fully completed. Enough community could be if you tevel your hands instead of washing. If you tevel, then this Olish and Lachorin apply. Only issue is about Tumah Tara, if you dip your hands up to the wrist into the mikveh, that would be sufficient, similar to washing your hands to the wrist, also saying, not such an issue. Tanya Namachi, Hanoi to Yadav, one who washes his hands, Tershay be Yadav Mala, he has to hold his hands upwards, Shami Yetsu, Mayim Chutzal Perek, it may go past the perek, the joint, Ferziru, what that joint means, doesn't mean the knuckles, doesn't mean the wrist, question, Ferziru Yatmu, as Yadayim, and it'll go back in Yatama, the Yadayim, Amrvo, Ka Eichel Pas, Lenik Vidam, whoever eats Pas, without drying of his hands, Kilo Eichel Lechem Tame. So, kind of jumped the gun on the drying the hand situation, but you see again clearly, it's part of the equation. Whoever eats the pas without drying his hands, simple tact, just like we just said, because it could be the tummy, the adayim. Others say actually tummy in this context means it's going to make the bread spoiled. Shinemer, like it says, such Bnei Yisrael eat their bread tummy, and actually, in the psukim described of the Yecheskel, it actually describes the bread being eaten in more of a disgusting manner, not so much in a tumidic manner, but disgusting. So if you have wet hands with the bread, it's also like a shmak for the bread itself. It could be tummy, it could be in the context not just of tumma, of just not good. The end of that pasuk, kibani shazayna v'ad kikar lechem. The pasuk ends off, it says, eish ish nefesh yikar tatsa, we quoted it before, the eish ish, she will entrap the precious nefesh. We'll just go for a few more minutes, and we'll stop. Says the Gemara, Amar b'chir ba'amar me'birchanan, kol dem shesh b'kassas ruach, nefesh yikar means precious soul. Whoever has gaiva of seven nefesh b'eish ish, he'll fall into the sin of eish ish. Nemar, eish ish, tatsa, nefesh yikar tatsa. Amar ava, hay nefesh yikara. Nefesh yikara means a precious soul. Nefesh gavayim b'ayil. If the pasuk means to describe the haughty person, don't call it precious, call it raised high, gavaya, vaid, Again, Rav asking the question, right? This is Rav's type. V'ayid, he tatsan mibayle. It should say that he tatsan, the lashon should be that it is, it traps. It's the soul that's entrapping, right? Nefesh yikara tatsan sounds like the ishizish is ensnaring. Says Gemara, elam harav, therefore if it says kol habal ishizish, afilo materi tachsiva yikari mepinim, whoever is bon ishizish, whoever is mizan with ishizish chalila, even if he learns tons of Torah, like it says about the Torah, and it says about Torah yikari mepinim, it's more precious, yikara, that's the word yikara, than the most precious pearls. Mekayin gadol, shenichas v'ayim v'fnim. Mepinim midash to mean that one of his Torah is more precious than the kayin gadol who goes v'ayim v'fnim. What does the Gemara say? Famous Gemara. Famous Gemara says that if you have Amaretz, who's a Talmud Chacham, as compared to a kayin gadol who is a, I'm sorry, if you have a Mamzer, who's a Talmud Chacham, as compared to a Amaretz kayin gadol, who takes precedence in covet? The Gemara Huri Yastafi Gimel says, you give more covet to the Mamzer Talmud Chacham. So afilu lamatira tachsiba yikar mepinim, which in terms refer to yikar mepinim, it's more precious than the pinim. How so? Mekayin gadol shenichas v'ayim v'fnim. Still, he's a dead on the dinah shegenim. She's going to steer him to then get him through that znus. Amar bechem b'shem shem nechay. Kol adam sheish bekasas ruach yilav aves aves chavim ksevacha tayvas hashem kol gavalev. It's a tayeva gavalev, having gaiva. Is a teiva. That's of course a pasuk again in Mishlei. Because of Asam, and it says in the Torah, "Lesav teiva b'sechet omi teiva lashem teiva by avodah zarah into your house." Ve'bechem didei Amar kilekaf b'mikras. If he's being kaifer, kash baruch chlila. Shneamar, v'ramu v'vechem v'shachta shemekecha. Your heart will become haughty, and you'll forget kash baruch. Pretty black and white. That a gaiva is like being kaifer b'mikras. Rav Chama Chinin Amar kilebalar akol arayas. As if he's bought on all the arayas in the Torah. Why all the arayas there? Ksevacha. Tevas Hashem Kol Gavalev, Ksevasim in the Parsha of Arayis, coming up shortly. I mean, we're up to Shmini still, coming up in a couple of weeks in Kedeshim, Achremais, Tevas Ksevasim, he is called Tevas Ael, one who does all these Tevas, referring to the Parsha of Arayis over there. Ula Amar, Kilo Barabama, we'll stop at this. Ula says, as if you put the Bama, why? Because it says, Shemar, Chidl Lechem in Adam, Asher Neshama Ba'apai. Separate from the person whose breath is in his nose. Ki bamei nechashev. With what is he chashev? Alter ki bamei ela bama. Rather, read it as if it says bama. Okay, so we have different psukim describing the terribleness of being ba ish zish. Is it as if he built a bama? As if he and b'shas is bama, obviously, or ba kolarayas ba on. Sorry, sorry, not ba ish zish. The terribleness of gaiva. Gaiva is either as if he built a bama, or as if he's bought all the rayas, or at least a ishish, or a vaydezara, or kaifer baker. All these are terrible comparisons to the idea of gaiva. The Gemara is going to continue with psukim. We spoke about that anyone who has a gava slave is a tevas Hashem kol gvalev. The pasuk continues and says, yad liad leyanaka. We'll have to pick up the explanation of those psukim and move on to the topic further of gaiva. Tomorrow, Mitzvah, will lead actually to the famous Gemaras about getting the Torah on our Sinai, which is, of course, the small mountain and represents the steer, the opposite of Gaiva. Agatavach, daf tomorrow morning, Mitzvah.